Maria Paz Gutierrez.
Jean Demby.
You are one of the producers of the Code Switch podcast, and you just got back from a trip to your hometown, Cali, Colombia. I heard you did some serious partying.
Yes, I did. I went to one of Colombia's largest cultural events, the Petronio Alvarez Music Festival. It's 5 days of music, food, fashion.
So it sounds like a week-long turnip.
Pretty much. It's a celebration of the country's mostly black Pacific region. It's a lot like New Orleans Jazz Fest. Over 100,000 people come out, and the only music they're playing is specific to that region.
Okay, MPG, take us to Cali.
It's not just Colombians. People from all over the world are here, under Cali's sweltering heat, to hear bombos, chirimías, and of course, marimbas. Lots of marimbas. The whole thing is a huge party. And if you ask any Afro-Colombian how parties in the Pacific get started, they'll say one word.
Biche.
Biche.
Basically a kind of white rum, and biche means sort of not yet ripe.
That's Michael Birenbaum Quintero, an ethnomusicologist at Boston University. He studies the music of Colombia's Pacific Coast region.
Biche is very important because obviously you can drink it and get drunk, but it's also used for different kinds of herbal preparations, different kinds of medicine.
So I'm about to drink the biche curao. Here we go.
La carita lo dice todo.
Suddenly, across from the biche stands, a couple dozen Afro-Colombian dancers and musicians start to perform.
So right now we're seeing a bunch of young people, I'm guessing that they're high school students, in these very beautiful, very bright colored uniforms, and they're doing folkloric dance in these lines with each other. I think this is a kind of dance from Chocó, the northern part of the Pacific Coast.
Behind them, rows of stands selling traditional Afro-Colombian seafood dishes.
Bueno, aquí se está comiendo una comida típica.
So I have a bowl of muchilla, which is like a big crayfish. It's got like the eyeballs and the whole setup. Oh, it's all on my face. I can feel it.
It's all in my teeth. I can taste it.
With food in my teeth and all, we get a little serious. Michael tells me this festival is about more than just biche and seafood and really great music.
A national identity isn't something which just happened. One of the reasons why the Colombian state is invested in this is because it's teaching Colombians about themselves.
The Pacific region is a couple hours east of Cali, and it's home to a large Afro-Colombian population. This festival celebrates their rich African roots. It's also a space where people can talk openly about the region's problems. Many have been displaced to this city because of the high levels of violence and poverty in the Pacific region. For the love of the earth, the people demand a solution, sings Elena Inestrosa. She's a proud black poet and a cantadora, or singer, and she leads Integración Pacífica, a 10-member ensemble. She's glad the Petronio Festival exists because, she says, after being forced to leave your hometown, if you don't hear your music, then you've lost your culture. At the Petronio, that culture is everywhere, between live music, the endless delicious snacks from the Pacific Coast, and the young black people who proudly wear Afrocentric styles.
Para mí esto es importante.
Evelyn Bonilla is a 23-year-old from the Pacific who looks beautiful with her hair and long braids. This event helped me take ownership of my customs and culture, she says. Like wearing head wraps and colorful skirts. That's what I like. In a city where black people sometimes say they feel invisible, the Petronio is a place where they feel a sense of belonging, where activists, musicians, and friends can shout, "We, Afro-Colombians, are here, and we're Colombian too." Maria Paz Gutierrez, NPR News, Cali, Colombia.